Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga got the smell of the crack in his clothes, the eyes in the socks, the size of pool table balls. I'm looking at him sideways, he said, what's wrong with y'all? Digging in his crotch, puffing on a menthol. Feeling like the Nephilim, he said he felt too tall. Lean his head back, he took a swig of his alcohol. Now he's having flashbacks, now he's really ready to brawl. On that fast track, now he's playing speedball. Stretch from GI to Northwest to St. Paul. Minnesota, I should've told ya that he would face you off like John Travolta. How could you really, really mold up? A real soldier. Which way, should I really roll ya? And G is how my daddy mold up. G, like you see, no, it don't stop. I'm next door to the goal. It's the G. No gunshots, nobody's on the floor. Nobody here to die. You already know how it flow. Ain't black as the crow, that's the show. So two-thirds, I so observe. Anything good, they quick to kick it to the curb. So my signs do not be disturbed.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, of course, Carl BFM Jones. I'm live with another dope artist. He is huge with emceeing, spitting knowledge. He drops gems. He's a singer, songwriter, and astute producer. How you doing, bro?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, my kid?
Hey, pretty good, man. So I want to introduce y'all to Ak Zamar. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Ak Zamar, straight out the Midwest, representing the Midwest, and Gary, Chicago, and just trying to bring something positive, you know, and keep it going. That's all. We're just trying to make sure we enlighten, you know, bring it back home. Take it back to the roots, King. You know what I'm saying? So.
Most definitely. You can hear it all in the music, especially the new single, the new video you got called Where Can We Go. Can you explain the concept behind Where Can We Go, the video and all of that?
Where can we go with it has some biblical messages in it. Like we are those people of the Bible, of the scriptures. And so,
the lost tribe.
We are the lost tribe, you know. And so we need our moral code of contact. Our moral code of conduct, which are our scriptures, you know what I'm saying, and our history, you know what I'm saying, too. So we can excel beyond, because we don't need permission to be liberated. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to. You know what I'm saying? All we need is the Most High and these us. You know what I'm saying? Those lost tribes. You know what I'm saying? To get back together. You know what I'm saying? With our moral code, and that's all we need, you know. And it don't have anything to do with marching. We just who we are. We just need to get back to who we are as a people. That's all. So.
Gotcha. So now, where can we go? When you say that, what does that speak to? As far as like us on a mission to better ourselves, we can go there. Is that a question?
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out, is where can we go? Is that a question or is that a statement?
I mean, really, it's both, because it talks to the inner self, you know, because that's what needs the most healing, especially with us. We didn't been beat down enough and hated upon to the point to where it's like it's all right to hate on each other. So where can we go? We only have each other, you know. And so these are trying times right now, you know. And we catching all kind of blasts from this furnace out here. And we can call it hell if you want to, but this is where we at. So we have to come up, you know. Where can we go? Is that's the question and the statement, you know. And so all praise and glory be to Almighty Yahweh, the Most High, you know, of the scriptures. So,
for those who haven't already seen, so where can we go? It's a passionate individual storytelling of life through music, you know, the language that we all can embrace, you know, the language that we all understand, music. We should definitely look for more powerful words of wisdom from Zamar. Can you describe the process of the video? Because it's a deep story, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. And you know, it's our story, you know. It's our story, you know, and it's really right there, Deuteronomy the 28th chapter, just back and forth. Just if we just stay in Deuteronomy the 28th chapter until we see that that's us off of those slave ships that it's talking about at the end of Deuteronomy 28:68. That's that only fit one nation of people, and we all in the same neighborhood, you know, together, you know. And so, you know, right there, just right up in there, we the only ones fit that those descriptions right there. And so no one else can claim that, you know. Everybody else would like to claim the good part. You know how that is. But when it comes to those curses and things that's in there, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to claim that. You know, nobody want to claim who the bad guy is in there. But all, it's all self-explanatory. We just stay right up in there. You know, it'll touch us. You know what I'm saying? They'll burn. You know, but you know that's where we are, right there. And so you know, like our great foremother Harriet Tubman said, you know, she said she saved 1,000, but she wished she would have saved 1,000 more if they only knew that they were slaves, you know. And so we have great, they all cling to those scriptures. We can go back to Nat Turner, Marcus Garvey, you know, we all are the great. Even Malcolm X, when he come back from America, he grabbed a hold of those scriptures. You know, that's where the problem started at. Because when you start waking us up, you know what I'm saying? Because we still in that economic slave. We still got them financial chains and no mental chains on us. So
oh, yeah.
It's time, you know. I'll pray.
So describe the scene of the video. Who shot it? Because I know the entertainment group, Yakal, you work with them, right?
Yakal Entertainment Group. Right. Yeah, they the one that be getting it done over there. Yakal Entertainment Group. They out of Gary, Indiana also. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow, okay. That's right around the corner.
right. Yes, sir.
Yep. Right down the street from Chicago, on the south side.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So who came up with the treatment? And like who how did you get the idea, like for the treatment, like the story in the actual video? Who came up with that?
Well, actually, basically, really, it's the lyrics. describing the lyrics, that's all it really is, King. I mean, it's just,
take
I mean,
four.
I don't know how, right, I mean.
Okay.
But yeah, over there, your cow, they you know, they work hard to try to get everything moving and, you know, put in place. So I like to take my hat off to Chanel over there, your call. The CEO over there, your call, Entertainment Group. And yeah, they got apparel and everything. They got yeah, just check them out. Your call, it's your call Entertainment Group, right out of Gary. Your call is what is it?
YHKALENT Group,
yes.
Inc.
Yes.
All right, King. So, how long you been doing it, man? Like, how did you get into the music game?
The game. I mean, I've been playing piano for about, I would say, a good 40 years. And so I've had ins and outs of gifted and talented rules and programs like that, and been in groups here and there, played in the church house a lot of those years, and along with different blues bands, and you know. And
so you a musician? You were straight musician before you got into the rapping.
Yes. The piano is that's my baby. You know, the piano and the singing and the lyric writing. Those my babies.
Oh wow! So you must have been the one doing the background vocals on the song.
Yes, King, that's me.
Oh wow, okay. So people might not even know that they probably just think you the MC, you come in, you knock it out. But you a one man band, basically.
Yes. I just figured it was just time to come out now, that's all.
Okay, so you've been doing it for a while. From back then to now, you know, you've been gaining some popularity with your message, you know, thought-provoking lyrics, you know, like shining a light on the Hebrew Israelites and all of that. So now why is the time? Like, where is this for a project that you're working on, like an album? Where do you see this going with the music right now?
Well, with the music, the goal is to create some time for some healing. We need some healing music. I mean, because we've been hit after hit, and it's like, you know, it's like we need the teacher of righteousness was like, what he really stood for was like, if the Pharisees and the Sadducees, if they all ganged up to kill him off, you know what I'm saying? That it will always be, you know what I'm saying? Multiple ones that come in this place, you know what I'm saying? And so this is really just wake up time for us, you know what I'm saying? We've been on the bottom so long, and so, you know. All of the messages, they come from the scripture, so I'm just putting it in musical form to where it's like we can
why it's
we
easier
can,
to digest.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a easy way to appeal, like perk up, you know, the people's ears so that they could digest it, you know, and then once they understand what you're trying to say, then they can learn.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, because you know, even Hebrew Israelites has its different branches, you know, and that all of that need to, you know what I'm saying, start to take its shape and their form. Like God, like to say, we're supposed to be gathering ourselves. So it's even for all of the camp brothers. I love those brothers too, you know. You know, even some of the guys that's not in camp brothers. I mean, that's not in camps, you know. Just Torah-based brothers, you know what I'm saying? We all need to, you know what I'm saying, gather ourselves together and, you know, because it's only one Most High, you know, and He is the Most High power. So we just need to gather under that. That's our moral code, our conduct, and with that, it's fair. It's like fair for all other nations, you know, like everyone be. Everybody, it wouldn't be a thirsty soul out here, you know. Everybody be well hydrated, you know. So that's really the message. And
well, what do you have coming up? So for the future, you know, 2018, you just dropped the video, Where Can We Go? So where do you go from here with the message that you're trying to put out there? Like more songs, performances, albums?
Well, we have another song. It's an R&B. It's an R&B song. It's more of a ballad. It kind of changed the pace a little bit. And it's a ballad. It should drop within the next between the next 3 to 4 weeks. It should be out.
Okay. Does it have a similar message?
This one is basically a love ballad, about marriage and the covenant, basically. You know.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, man, before we get out of here, I want you to hit them with some knowledge. You can say whatever you want to say, man, that you want the listener of Where Can We Go to know about you personally, about what you got going on, about, you know, that seed you're trying to plant, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here.
All right, King. I'm Uncle Lamar, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And
yes,
I just want to thank everyone. And I'm also a veteran, OIF 2 veteran. And so big ups to my veterans that's holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Come on up out of that. Come on back home. And to the Midwest, Gary, Indiana, I love you. Chicago, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know. And so even shout out to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan. Oh, yeah. And I got to say a shout out to the Dirty Dirty. Down in the dirty, Atlanta, Hotlanta. And last but least, I'd like to thank my family for sticking with me. Janelle, Shane Jr., Shira, Machetta, Kaylin, Lil Albert, Tynessa, Conchetta, did I say Tynessa? And my grandbaby. Oh yeah.
The whole family.
And that's about it.
Hey brother, salute to you, man, for the new project, for the reading material you just gave me.
Thank you, Kay.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all go and check out Deuteronomy 28:68. Get some knowledge up in you, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, all that. And make sure y'all go and check out the new video. Where can we go? You have something to add? Some reading material to add?
Oh no, just keep looking out for us. We're gonna keep trying to hit you every month or every other month with a new track. So keep looking for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And make sure y'all add them on Twitter. You know, the entertainment company is YEG Inc. on Twitter. You can hit them on the website, YEG Inc. .com. And we're going to get out of here, but you're going to see the Where Can We Go video all across the USA Blog Network. By this weekend, so definitely look out for that. If you haven't already, added USA Blog Network on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, feel free to do so now. Until next time, we out of here. Peace, the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network, Carl BFM Jones. We are out.
All right, thank you, my king.
Got the smell of the crack in his clothes, the eyes in the socks beside the pool table balls. I'm looking at him sideways, he said, what's wrong with y'all? Digging in his crops, puffing on a menthol. Feeling like the Nephilim, he said he felt too tall. Lean his head back, he took a swig of his alcohol. Now he's having flashbacks, now he's really ready to brawl. On that fast track, now he's playing speedball. From GI to Northwest to St. Paul, Minnesota. I should have told ya that he would face you off like John Travolta. How could you really, really mold up? A real soldier. Which way, should I really roll ya? And G is how my daddy mold up. G, like you see, no, it don't stop. I'm next.